This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by the Gain, Grow, Retain Podcast, hosted by Jeff Brunsbach and Jay Nathan, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Gain, Grow, Retain is built to inspire SaaS and technology leaders who are facing day-to-day challenges of scaling. Jeff and Jay share conversations about growing and scaling subscription businesses with a customer-first approach. Check out all the episodes. Recently, they did one on onboarding. Such a key thing when you want to get going, keep and retain those clients. So listen to Gain, Grow, Retain wherever you get your podcasts. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz and my guest today is Rune Hauge. He's the co-founder and CEO of MentorCam, which is a marketplace where people can access high-profile mentors for one-to-one advice. So, Rune, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. It's great being here.
So, you've got a fairly legitimate entrepreneurial journey behind you before MentorCam. I wonder if you could kind of share a little bit about your various adventures.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm originally from Norway. And I came to the United States a little over 10 years ago as an exchange student, as I was pursuing my MBA. And yeah, as often happens, I met a girl. I scrapped all my plans to go home to Norway and have a regular corporate career. And I didn't have a work permit or anything at the time. So I started my own company. I started an apparel company where we wanted to do ski base layers, but no one wanted to buy the base layers. So we ended up doing underwear and did that for a few years. It didn't work out with a girl, but the company worked out. And subsequently, after a few years, I found myself in San Francisco where there's a big tech scene, and then transitioned into to doing tech. I founded a tech startup, a video commerce startup. And fast forward a couple of years, that startup kind of fizzled out, and now I'm doing MentorCam.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So what is it? What's been your experience? Maybe you can talk about the good things, the hard things, the easy things about building a tech startup. I mean, MentorCam is essentially a tech play. Obviously, there's human features about it. But what have been some of the learnings about, especially, I guess, since you had another tech startup, what have been some of the things you've learned in trying to get this one off the ground?
Yeah, that's a great question, John. And a few things that has been a good learning experience for me personally, doing more of these tech type startups where you essentially, it's easy to underestimate the amount of capital you need. So a big difference between that and retail, where you also need capital very often, but you typically raise a lot of money and bet big when you do tech. And I think it's very important to balance the capital that you have available when you raise and how much you're actually spending, right? Because you want to scale, but you don't want to scale before you have product market fit. And product market fit meaning that people are just repeatedly buying this with less effort, right? Which is a little bit different than if you're selling apparel, for example, because you know that there's a need for the type of product and it's more of a branding play. So I think that's one thing. And then another thing is to build something that people want and to really always get feedback on what you're building quickly and iterate really fast. That's extremely important when you do a tech company, because it is going to require capital to do it, and you don't want to waste capital trying to scale something that people don't really want.
Where did the idea, and we'll get into more details, but where did the idea for MentorCam come from? I mean, what made you think that there was a need for it?
So I remember when I was in college, I studied economics and I was interested in a career in finance at the time, but I didn't really know anyone who did finance. And I didn't have a family background where I can really tap into anyone for knowledge about this, aside from what I learned through coursework in school. So I was matched with a mentor through a merit-driven program in college that helped me tremendously and also helped me find out that, you know, finance wasn't really my thing necessarily. And I think generally speaking, it's very difficult to access good mentors. I think most people can agree that having a mentor or having an advisor or access to experts can be tremendously helpful. But the vast majority of people have not had it. So that's where the idea came from. And we want to democratize that access and provide mentorship and advice in a manner that is accessible to more founders, to more business owners, to more, I guess, people in general are looking to grow their careers and grow professionally.
So what's a way, maybe you talked about this idea of iterating, changing, you know, being open to like what the market tells you, you know, kind of thing. What's been a learning that you had? I mean, are you on the exact same path you started on, or have you altered your path with MentorCamp?
Oh, we've made many changes.
Yeah.
So we started out with the assumption that just one small piece of advice is really often what you need to get to where you want. So we did everything asynchronously because it's very low touch on the mentor side. So for example, you could find a mentor on MentorCamp, right? Someone like yourself, and ask them about marketing advice, and then you'll get a video response. But what we discovered quickly was that while this can be effective in many cases, our users were telling us that they really wanted to do a live call, and the mentors as well. So now we started offering 20-minute live calls on MentorCamp, and it's been tremendously well received because you can do these live calls maybe on a monthly basis and then ask questions in between asynchronously. So that's one iteration. Another iteration is making it more specific to the needs of the end user. And what I mean by that is really understanding their challenges and their problems and making sure that we have mentors on the platform that can actually solve them, right? So we've gone from we used to have quite a few celebrities and famous people on the platform, which we still do. But now it's really more about the credentials and the strengths of the knowledge that the mentors have.
Yeah, in a way, you've got kind of a marketplace model. I mean, you have to actually get the mentors and you have to get people to buy from the mentors for this to work. So it's almost like a real estate, you know, deal. You have to have a home and you have to have a home buyer, home sellers. I mean, so you have to actually create in some ways your product and your buyer. Is that an additional challenge?
It is because you sort of have to predict the buyer needs and you have to make some bets on certain niches. So the analogy that you made to real estate is good because it's very difficult to be good at commercial real estate, single family homes in suburban areas and condos and urban areas at the same time, or at least starting out that way, right? So for us, it's just focusing on certain topics, certain categories that we believe that a sufficiently large enough amount of people are interested in solutions on. So for example, entrepreneurship, startups, and building businesses. That's a sort of a group of topics that we found that a lot of people are interested in. And then we just had to resist the temptation to go too broad, too fast.
And now let's hear from a sponsor. This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by MentorCamp. It's a marketplace where you can connect with subject matter experts one-to-one. You book a short live call or ask your questions via text or video. There are a number of different experts on the platform in categories related to marketing, revenue generation, and growth. In fact, I just recently joined as a mentor myself. So if you want to book a time to connect with me personally and talk about marketing for your business, go to mentor.cam, that's mentor.cam, or download the MentorCamp app and search for my name in the search bar. And hey, use the promo code DUCT, D-U-C-T, for 30% off your first booking. So as I heard you describe your mentor in college, that was more of a personal long-term relationship that I think a lot of people tend to think of when they think of mentorship. It's somebody that you might meet with once a month or once a quarter, maybe for a long time. Your model effectively allows somebody to go on there and say, hey, I want to have a 20-minute conversation with on this day. And you might not actually talk to them again. I mean, you address a specific problem. You got the answer you wanted. Are you in some ways redefining mentorship with that? Or how do you view that?
To some extent, because it's mentorship on demand. I think on the other hand, the model that we have allows you to tap into different types of mentors at different times. Like I had a really great relationship with my mentor still that I had in college, although it's not necessarily a mentorship relationship still.
So
she used to be the president of Citigroup of Norway, where I'm from. And it made a lot of sense at the time, right? With the challenges and the solutions that I was looking for coming out of college. Yeah. And it would have made sense had I stayed in finance to kind of tap into her knowledge as a mentor. But I still lean on her for more, you know, general type of advice. But I think having access to multiple mentors without having to have the massive network that you always would need to have, that's something that we are, I think, changing to some extent, because you can get access to all these different people on demand without necessarily knowing them in advance or having an in by means of an introduction.
So let's talk a little bit about, and I know you're fairly early on in the journey, but you know, what makes a good mentor, or who makes a good mentor, do you think, for your platform?
I think someone who is passionate about paying it forward, helping other people. I think even though obviously we're a business, so you pay to access these mentors, our best mentors don't really care about the money. We have a lot of mentors that never actually requested a payout. So really genuinely caring about helping people. And then I think the subject matter expertise, right? That makes a really good mentor. So knowing something about, for example, startup fundraising, knowing something about marketing for small businesses, like these types of knowledge is also important. And I think if you combine these two things, then you're on your way, at least, in having what it takes to be a good mentor.
All right, so let's flip that around. You know, obviously there are a lot of people that, you know, they're buying 20 minutes at a time, maybe, or, you know, very short conversations. I mean, what are the best practices for getting the most out of your mentor, you know, as a mentee?
So there is some science behind the 20 minutes. So we've discovered, and others have before us too, we looked it up, that 20 minutes is a perfect amount of time to just get straight to the case.
Right.
And you avoid all the fluff. And what happens beyond 20 minutes is you start talking about other stuff that's off topic. And I think the best way to get the most out of it is to come prepared with what you want to talk about and the specific questions that you want to ask, even though you're having a conversation. So this might evolve, but we really having a good understanding of what it is that you're looking to solve. Are you looking at ways to structure a fundraising process? Are you looking to improve your search rankings, or are you looking to understand paid media better and how that can be helpful for your business? Knowing this in advance will be very helpful. Of course, you don't know the answers, and that's why you're tapping into the knowledge of a mentor.
Yeah. Have you begun to study any kind of outcomes? So in other words, like, are people being successful, you know, getting this help, and are they able to translate that into something that they might execute?
Yes, absolutely. We have use cases where people were able to solve, you know, co-founder equity splits. People were able to actually launch a brand with the help of a mentor, or outline a sales strategy to get their first customers. Yeah. Right. So these are very tangible outcomes that we see from these types of relationships, and it doesn't, or these types of connections, I should say, that sometimes evolve to into relationships. And that's what makes this very impactful and also really rewarding to work on, because it does feel good to help people, and it does feel good to make these types of connections that help people ultimately grow.
So I don't know if you want to talk about numbers or not, but I'm sure people, you know, what's the size of the platform today? How many mentors, how many mentoring sessions? Again, I don't know how much you want to share, but just to get us a little bit of a measurement of or gauge of where you are today.
Yeah, so we have more than 80 mentors on the platform. We are very particular in who joins. So we have a little over 1,000 applicants already, and it's growing. On the end user side, because the space is getting competitive, so without getting too much into the numbers, we're growing 80% month on month. So it's definitely a model I think that people are interested in, and I think we're able to match relevant mentors with relevant demand.
Where do you see this going 5 years from now? Is this something that is just a standard business practice by people that are getting started?
No, so our vision is really to provide access to expert advice at scale. That doesn't currently exist. If you want to access someone on LinkedIn cold that you don't know, you're probably going to have to ping a very large cohort of people to the extent that they're going to be annoyed by you. Mm-hmm. And you ruin the potential for a relationship because here it feels very salesy. Right. And then beyond that, I think these serendipitous encounters that you get through these connections, I think also lays the foundation of a community where people, where also mentors can attain knowledge and connect with one another. Hmm. Right. And this currently doesn't exist today. And that's what we're ultimately looking to build. We want more people to have access to the knowledge that will help them find solutions to their professional challenges. And that's what we essentially set out to build, and then that's what we are currently building.
So let's just go very granular. If I want to engage a mentor, you know, how does the process work?
Yeah, so you go either to the website, mentor.cam, C-A-M, or you download the app. You search for MentorCam in the App Store. It's available both on iOS and on Android. And there's a quick onboarding process where you select the topics and the types of mentors that you're interested in. So, for example, startup mentors or career change mentors. And then you will be presented with a list of different types of mentors that are expert in different types of topics. And you select the mentor that you want to talk to. And then you either book a live call with that mentor for 20 minutes, or you can also send a message and get a video response with a piece of advice in return. And it's pay as you go. So there's no payment required in order for you to browse around and find a mentor, but you're essentially paying when you book the session.
So what I imagine there's a range, what are the ranges of prices or fees that I can expect to pay if I'm going to engage a mentor?
Yeah, so we want to make it accessible. And as mentioned before, the vast majority of the mentors don't actually do it for the money. So I think most people will find it will find the prices very acceptable. It starts at $20 for a video message, a 3-minute video message. Typically, the messages range between $20 and $100. And the live calls are usually between $50 and $500.
And if I wanted to engage, let's say I really connected with a mentor and I maybe wanted to have them do like a half-day workshop with my team or something, and if they were open to that, is that's beyond MentorCam, I assume?
Yeah, that's not something we're offering currently. The offering centers around one-on-one personalized advice. Yeah, yeah. However, we don't inhibit the mentors to do anything that they want outside of this. A lot of times these are people that don't necessarily do advice for money otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So usually the only way to access them for this is through MentorCam.
Yeah. And so it's just mentor.cam. I wasn't familiar with the cam extension for URLs, but it's mentor.cam. So I was going to tell you to invite people, but we've pretty much done that through the whole show so that they know where the URL is. Anything else you want to share if people want to connect or find out more about your work?
Well, I am on MentorCam myself. Yeah. And so if you want to find out more, you can find me there. And I would encourage you, if you're interested in some of the topics that we offer, to take a look and see if this is something that interests you. And hopefully you can find a mentor as well. We also do mentor matching. So that's a possibility as well that you can access on MentorCam.
And of course, of interest to me, so probably of interest to a lot of the listeners, there is a pretty robust small business section or channel. I noticed it seems to be growing. So there are a lot of small business owners listening to my show. There are a number of small business mentors. I happen to actually be on the on MentorCam as a mentor for small business as well.
Exactly. We're very glad to have you, John.
Thank you. So Rune, it was great having you stop by the Duct Tape Marketing podcast, and hopefully we'll run into you one of these days when I'm out on the road.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, John.
All right, that wraps up another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to share this show. Feel free to give us reviews. You know, we love those things. Also, did you know that we had created training marketing training for your team. If you've got employees, if you've got a staff member that wants to learn a marketing system, how to install that marketing system in your business, check it out. It's called the Certified Marketing Manager Program from Duct Tape Marketing. You can find it at ducttapemarketing.com and just scroll down a little and find that tab that says Training for Your Team.